Yesterday, the largest Labour caucus ever arrived in the capital for their first day induction course for new members of parliament. Among them was new member of parliament for Mana, Barbara Edmonds. Barbara Edmonds is a specialist tax lawyer with a wealth of experience, being heavily involved in the government's tax, social policy, small business and economic responses to COVID-19 policies. The mother of eight has a great heart for the community, and she joins us on the line this morning. Whakalofala hi atu, Barbara Talofalava. Thank you so much for taking time out to have a chat with us.
Whakalofala hi atu, Talofalava. Good morning to all your listeners.
Now, Barbara, growing up as a young woman, was being a member of parliament ever a goal that you'd set yourself?
Absolutely not. And I had a really good conversation with my father just on Sunday at a family called Mani. And my dad said, you know, I asked him, did you ever expect any of your children to get to this level? And he said, no. His goal was, when they came from Samoa in 1978, was just to get us through secondary school. So it's a real blessing, and I'm very honoured to be able to take up this role.
Wow. How was Saturday night for you?
It was overwhelming. I was very humbled by the support of Mana. We, as a candidate, I got over 20,000 votes. As a party, we received over 20,000 votes. So to me, that really points to, one, Mana has asked us to make sure we take care of them, and two, they have confidence in our leadership through Jacinda Ardern to take us through this next part of the recovery from COVID.
Confidence, yes, that was one thing. The polls were pointing to a victory, and I thought that there would be a victory for Labour, but I had no idea it would be by that much. Did you?
No. I mean, you know, you see polls all the time. There's lots of polls as they come through. And you do see the high 40s that we, you know, that was experienced in our results. But it's not until it actually happens. You know, there's only one poll that matters, and that's the voting. And so when it actually happened, it was quite overwhelming. And we are really humbled as a party by that result.
It says to me that a lot of New Zealanders are very, very grateful for the way that Labour has led us through COVID-19. Is that your sense?
Absolutely. It showed confidence in the leadership, as I've said, of the Prime Minister, but also confidence that we are the soundest plan for this economic recovery. You know, there's two big parts there. So Grant Robertson has done a large amount of work in that economic recovery. And as a Pacific woman, I'm incredibly proud of the number of Pacific caucus members we have with us. And to me, that's a reflection of our contribution as a community to our country. So extremely proud and privileged.
Yesterday, first day of school. Usually at my first day of school, I like to find a friend. Had you met many of the Labour's caucus previously, and have you found a friend in there?
Yeah, it really was like the first day of school. You know, we're all excited and lots of noise, and everybody's got a new school bag, you know, with a computer in it, and to get set up with IT. But I've become very close to our Wellington region MPs. So that's Ibrahim Omia, the E2 organiser, Dr. Aisha Beryl, the infectious disease specialist, and most that I'm most proud of is Therese Ngobi, who took out a rural, a very national seat. And I'm so proud of our sister for what she achieved up in Ōtaki. Super proud. So those are my three probably closest friends, because we're from Wellington, both in location and both for what we work, how we work together in the campaign.
Yes, I was talking to Teresa yesterday, and in fact, she was the one that came to mind. If I could see someone that you were in the corner of the playground with, it would be Teresa. Quickly, with regards to the issues that are facing Mana, please, Barbara.
Yeah, so the number one thing that came out through all our direct voter contact, through door knocking, through phone calls, through street corner meetings, is the cost of living. A big part of that is housing. So, you know, having to work through that to get that stock of housing up. But also, that all ties into the recovery of COVID, because we need to invest in state infrastructure, such as housing, such as schools, such as roads, because then that provides the double duty of allowing us to provide employment and job pathways for our children coming out of school.
You must be very grateful that you don't have to move into Wellington. You're still able to get home to see your husband and your children, being a member of Parliament.
I am. I think as a mother, it's very difficult if you're a kid that's not in Wellington. Just as a mother and as a parent, but I'm very fortunate that I live 20 minutes up the road. But you know what they say, the person that lives the closest is always the latest. If I don't hurry up, I've got to get to school.
And on that note, on that appropriate note, thank you so much, Barbara, for taking time out to have a chat with us. Whakawilahi and whaftaita le lava for all that you've done. And we look forward to having a chat with you in the not-too-distant future.
Whaftaita le lava, and thank you so much to the voters of New Zealand. We have a lot of work to do, but thank you for your faith in our Pacific Caucus and our Labour Caucus. And we hope not to disappoint, and we will work for
us. You're listening to Early Edition with the Ete. That was Barbara Edmonds, Member of Parliament, newly elected into Parliament, as she heads into Parliament for the second day of school.